USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court rejected Texas's long-shot bid to void 20 million votes in four states, clearing the path for Joe Biden's victory when presidential electors meet on Monday in states' capitals across the nation. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
"These are really troubling developments for the Trump legal team. They've never found terra firma in any of these cases. They've never been able to really move this litigation forward."
The federal government avoiding a partial government shutdown for now. President Trump putting his signature on a one-week stopgap funding bill Friday night, hours ahead of a midnight deadline. Aside from the government being funded for another week, this also gives Congress extra time to agree on a coronavirus relief package. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Convicted former movie producer Harvey Weinstein will remain in a New York prison for now after his lawyers and prosecutors agreed on Friday to postpone efforts to send him to California to face sexual assault charges. Reason being the worsening coronavirus pandemic, the judge agreeing to postpone Weinstein's extradition hearing until April 9th. A once-in-a-lifetime event is set to take place.
You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020 the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus pandemic has led to rising food insecurity across the country this year. According to Feeding America, about 54 million people nationwide will not have adequate access to nutritious food during the pandemic. Vice President and COO of Feeding America, Katie Fitzgerald, tells Fox News the pandemic is hitting many different people in many walks of life.
Yeah, you know, it's sad, Steve. I wish I could say that we think the situation is getting better, but it's really getting worse. As you said, the Feeding America network of food banks are consistently reporting, on average, a 60% increase in the number of people seeking assistance. And 4 in 10 of those people that show up at lines that you just talked about have never had to seek this kind of assistance before, and it's a really scary experience for people who want to be working and providing for their families and really struggling right now.
Fitzgerald continues,
"The bad news is it is relentless. We have seen a consistent, on average, 60% increase in people seeking food assistance all across this country. It's affecting every county in the United States, including rural counties that are particularly hard hit, like those around me here in Oklahoma. The good news is there are a lot of things that people can do right now to help with this situation."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.